depending on this Caleb McGarry news, Orin, I might need you to pass me a bottle, Mr. Jones. Now I'm just going to do it every segment just to try to get you to react. Yeah, we're still waiting on an update from Caleb McGarry. It's hour number two of the program here. Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle on Sports Radio 92.9. The game got a jam-packed 7 o'clock hour coming your way. We'll let you hear Josh Kendall with the morning shift, his perspective on the Caleb McGarry news. We'll have Ovi Mihaly joining at the bottom of the hour. He knows a thing or two about the importance of blocking and an offensive line. So a really, really busy 7 o'clock hour coming your way. Didn't touch on the Austin Riley news in the first hour. Again, I kind of figured this was coming. If he's hurt like that, I don't need to see him again. If he needs a procedure, let him have it. Rest up. He's expected to be back for the beginning of the 2026 season. Okay. I mean, again, what's the alternative? What are we trying to get these guys back on the field for? To do what exactly? That's been my stance this whole time. Like, I don't even need to see guys like Acuna back out there. Why? Chris Sale is going to make his return? Why, Chris? I know you got pride, man, but save your strength. Save it. Don't you want another ring? I mean, that's where I'm at with this whole thing. So Austin Riley out for the season, needs a procedure on that oblique injury, and he should be back for 2026. And then, Orin, something we'll get into a little bit later as well. Did the SEC cave? They're moving to a 9-game conference schedule starting next year.
Ooh.
Did the SEC cave? There's been a lot of pressure. You had other conferences calling them out. Ding, 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 da, ding, ding, ding. You had other conferences, coaches calling them out saying, hey, what is this 8-game nonsense?
Oh, you want to be the big conference?
Yeah, you're king of the castle, but you only play 8 conference games.
Those cupcake games that you guys have.
Yeah, who plays Marist and UMass Marist and Troy? Ugh, you weaklings.
Directional school.
You
Northwest Directional School.
Yeah, you weakling. So they said today? All right.
Fine.
All right. You want 9?
We'll show you.
I'll give you 9. We'll talk with Matt Mercella.
And
buddy,
then we'll take every single one of your playoff berths.
Yeah, essentially. You want Ole Miss making the playoffs this year? Well, that's what you're going to get with
there
9
you go.
Games. You want to see Kentucky in the playoffs slide
in
there?
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. You want Miss State in the play? All right, let me not go that far.
Hey, we're delving into the Vandy Miss State world
let me not go that far.
Let's not teeter on that edge.
Yeah, maybe a little hyperbolic there.
A little bit.
But yeah, we'll get into that in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Our buddy Matt Mercella from the Orlando Sentinel, College Football Insider, is going to join to discuss that and all things college football. Orin, we got games, man, this weekend.
Games. That count for wins and losses in the official standings. These aren't scrimmages. These aren't joint practices. These are actual real-life college football games this weekend.
We talking about games.
Not practice.
Not practice. We're talking about games.
Not a practice.
Are you excited for the Dublin game? It's cool. The two teams aren't, like, electric.
You know what I like about Week 0? Is that it just kind of stands alone by itself.
Yeah.
It's its own sort of entity. And it's not one where you have to be, I don't know if fully invested is the right way to say it, but it's a cool little sort of just preamble, if you will, to the college football season. But it stands alone in itself and being, you know, it's Week 0. It has some gravitas to it.
I think
we're playing in Week 0.
Kansas State's quarterback is really good, and he's like a sleeper Heisman candidate. That's what I'll be watching. We know the Fighting Dave Archers are involved as well.
Yeah.
And
they lost a lot of firepower on offense.
How many more years do you think their coach stays?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I mean,
is he going to go big game hunting?
He seems like he wants to stay. Whenever he goes, it's college. I think Dan Campbell wants to stay college. Matt Campbell wants to stay college.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to watch. All right, with all that said, let's turn our attention to the National Football League. Let's get a little five true and false NFL style.
All right, sir. Question number one. I have three names of three players who are currently doing hold ins.
Oh, okay.
Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson, Micah Parsons.
Is he still holding in, or is he just not holding in? But is he still reporting every day?
So I think they've broken camp in California and they're back in Texas.
All right.
So not sure if he's. I think he's there every day. He might not be showing up to practice, but he's still there, and he does the meetings.
Did you see what just dropped about Jerry Jones with the Michael Irvin podcast?
No,
so,
what did he say?
So this literally just came down. Michael Irvin had Jerry Jones on his podcast, and he said that they were Jerry Jones said that he was reaching out to the agent after they had put the final proposal together. And everything was ready to go. They just needed to work out a couple of kinks and sign. Years were done. Money was done. Everything was done. David Mulugeta wrote back to Jerry Jones and said, stick it up your... And that's where things were left.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy, right?
So everybody's dug in now, huh?
Yeah. So I don't know if Micah Parsons was actually still, like, reporting with the team, but regardless... Your point stands.
Yeah, I think he's just doing the meetings, and he might be doing treatment. He had the bad back earlier in camp. That's why he was sitting out of practices.
He got a bad back from sitting on a pile of money.
There it is, or wanted to sit on more money. But, yeah, Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson, Micah Parsons, all of these players right now are currently doing cold ends. True or false, at least one of these players sits out a game this season.
Yes, true. I think Micah might sit out a couple of games. I still think Hendrickson will get done at the 11th hour because I think the Bengals, if they didn't realize it from that Washington game, their defense is going to be awful. They need him in the worst way possible. And then McLaurin's the interest. That's the wild card for me. I think Parsons sits, Hendrickson gets done, and then McLaurin's the wild card because they need him. Like, he is their legit number one receiver.
The problem with McLaurin, more so than Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, he's 29 years old.
Yeah.
So I can understand the reluctance of Washington wanting to give him a longer-term deal. Or
I mean, but what if it was 3 years, 3 years 95? Like, 3 years 95. Is that not something he should take? As Oren sneezes, God bless you.
Yeah, and if you're McLaurin, are you asking for a whole lot of money up front then? Or is that something that Washington is not willing to do?
Give him 60, 65 guaranteed. 3 years, 90, 95 mil. I mean, I feel like that's fair. And then you can reassess, see what he has left in the tank at 30, 32, 33.
But yeah. All right. So Mike is your guy.
Mike is my guy.
At least a game.
Could miss a game, yeah.
Okay. Questions two and three, sir. I have two teams here. Two teams. One that made the playoffs last season and one that did not make the playoffs last season.
Okay.
So true or false, Minnesota does not make the playoffs in 2025 after making the playoffs in 2024.
Minnesota, does not make the playoffs this year. I think that division's too stacked. I think Green Bay and Detroit are coming out of there. And Chicago's a wild card team. That division's going to beat up on each other.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what J.J. McCarthy's going to be, so I'm going to say they don't make the playoffs.
The 49ers weren't in the playoffs last year. True or false, they are a playoff team this season.
For me, the 49ers are the hardest team to read in the NFL. I have no idea what they're going to be. If you tell me they win 12 games, I wouldn't be surprised. If you told me they win 5 games, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not a Purdy guy, but I still think they have enough weapons around him. But I like the Rams this year. The Seahawks are always a pain in the butt. What are the Cardinals going to be? I have no idea. Yeah, I'm going to say they find a way to sneak in.
All right. I worded this question one way on my sheet, but I'm going to change it here. Originally, I had it as Anthony Richardson is the starter for Indy at year's end. Instead, I'm going to ask you, Anthony Richardson starts at least two games for the Colts during this season.
I'm going to say he gets in multiple times this year. Daniel Jones stinks. That's really the problem, right? Like, Daniel Jones isn't good. Is he going to be able to fight off Anthony Richardson for a whole season? I don't think so. So I think
it's a lot.
I think Anthony Richardson sees action at multiple points this season. I don't care what Shane Steichen says.
Last one. A guy that's not getting a lot of attention right now, but has known to put up numbers at that quarterback position. Dak Prescott. True or false, at season's end, Dak Prescott finds his way into the top five of MVP voting.
It's not that far-fetched. I mean, their offense is going to be really good, and he's good. When he's healthy, he's really good. There's really no debating that, in my opinion. I'm going to say true. I'm going to say Dak Prescott has a really good year this year. All right, oh, good job on the true and false. When we get back, Josh Kendall, Falcons insider, stopped by the morning shift earlier today. What does he think about the Caleb McGarry situation and the update, non-update that is going on right now? You'll hear from Josh next. Sports Radio 93.9 The Game, Odyssey app.